So I guess we'll review, catch up today. But essentially, we're doing, we're in the middle, of, still in the middle of this Tosfos, I guess. Tosfos Zarak, right? Yeah, Zarak. Andalan Bay, Zarak. Zarak and Afagavi is this culture. And we're trying to get, he has this move about Rabbi Yosef. Okay. So let's get the background. So I guess the first thing is, let's just get a few basic svaras here. The one svar you need is that that in general, chutzah is on makom dalet al dalet, because that's when an object really has a property within makom in the object. Okay, it has a location. Okay, short of that, it's not a location, it's just an accidental relationship to location, and it doesn't work. Okay, to really change the chutzah, it has to really have a din dalet din makom. Okay. That's the simple way to learn chutzah. You need a akira from dalet, hanacha on dalet, fine. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, you don't need klutik mishamcha. Klutik mishamcha, which we said means, on the surface, the first svara about Rabbi Akiva, klutik mishamcha, means it's really, it's not a din of makom, but it's just changing the rishos of the object. Okay, it's not a din of giving it a new makom, just changing its rishos. So once you cross the border, you've changed the rishos. Simple as that. Okay? Fine. So therefore, and that won't matter, akira or hanacha, same thing. Right? Transfer changing its rishos, you don't need any akira, you don't need any hanacha, nothing. Okay. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva really agrees that it's a din of makom. Really it is a din of makom. But the malacha is not transferring its makom from makom A to makom B, from Seolah to Sarab, rather it's just uprooting the din makom. Okay, you take an object which had a makom and you make it a free object. The object is out of makom. So the central idea of the malacha is just the uprooting of the object. Al yetzim kama. It's the yetziah. It's a removal, uprooting it from its makom. So you need an akira from a makom dalet, otherwise it didn't have a din makom and you can't uproot it. So it has to have a din makom. It has to be dalet dalet. And then you uproot it. Then you uproot it from the makom. And once you cross the border, so that's it. The uprooting is complete. And as until you cross the border, it's like, so to speak, omed to go back there. So it's still conceptually related to its makom. But once you totally uproot it, so now the thing gets a... The Akira, the uprooting is complete, and therefore that's the Malacha. Okay, but again, but Rabbi Akiva definitely needs an Akira from Dalet al Dalet. In other words, you have no evidence. Basically, the Gemara said you have no evidence from Rabbi Akiva's case. Rabbi Akiva's case is where you throw it from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Ram to Rishos Yachid. Okay, so he says, Yechayev. Okay, there's no Anacha on Rishos Ram. So he says, oh, because it's Kutuk Mishoncha. So it says, yeah, but that doesn't prove that Yechayev, he doesn't say Yechayev too. And he doesn't prove that you don't need Akira, he just says you don't need Anacha, so there's no evidence. So basically he says, so Rabbi Akiva can't be the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah basically didn't need Akira or Anacha. It was in the hand, in both cases. Okay. So that was that. So then the Gemara goes on and says, okay, fine, so it can't be Rabbi Akiva. You have no evidence it's Rabbi Akiva, so maybe it's Rabbi. So Rabbi's case is where you take the thing and you throw it onto a Ziz. Okay, and it lands on a Ziz and Yechayev. Okay, you throw it down the Ramas, and it's just Rab, right? That was the case. Lands on a Ziz, Yechayev. So Ziz is just a kol shel. So it says, there's no anacha. So it must be Rabbi Akiva doesn't need that. Rabbi doesn't need that. Oh, so he's same thing with the hand. Fine. So he's the guy. He's your man. Now the question is, Tosos Kasha is, hold on. Same problem. That's only anacha. But maybe he still needs Akira. Right? I mean, they haven't really... The very same way you rejected Rabbi Akiva, you reject Rabbi. There's no difference between the two. So why did the Gemara reject Rabbi Akiva? Say, all you know is Akira, that's the Hanacha, you don't know Akira. But Rabbi's case is the same thing. All you have is Hanacha on Aziz. He doesn't say that you're okered from Aziz. Maybe by the Akira, you really need to be okered from Dalet al Dalet. And again, he can't be the author of our Mishnah. Okay? So then, Tosas, that's the question. Tosas answers, no, that can't be. Because within Rabbi Akiva, who says you don't need any Hanacha whatsoever, then it makes sense to differentiate and say that Akira needs dalet dalet. But within Rebbe, who holds you need a little bit of a hanacha, on as is, so then for the Akira will be the same as hanacha. Then it doesn't make sense to be machmir and say that Akira needs to be dalet dalet. Okay, the question is why not? I mean, it sounds as backwards. Because he's saying is, Rabbi Akiva needs less. He needs less for the hanacha. He needs zero, no anacha whatsoever. So he says, for him, you can say you need more dalet dalet for the akira. But according to the chacham, according to Rabbi, who needs more for the hanacha, namely as is, certainly should be able to say that he needs dalet dalet for the akira. But it doesn't. It's the opposite. It can't be. So why not? I mean, it just sounds like those are just making this up. There's no, There's no basis for the thing. He's just saying it. Okay. Fine. And then he says that's what Rabbi Yosef holds, that it's impossible to say that. But it shows, he shows, goes on to say the Gemara holds, later on the Gemara, someone else in the Gemara holds that that is possible. Even if in Rabbi, you could be Mechalik. So we have to understand that. Okay, but we'll get to that later. Okay, so before we proceed, we want to just understand what's the machlokas between Rabbi and the Chacham, Rabbi and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, within the old way of learning, which is Rabbi Akiva, it's Kultu Kamisha Hancha, which basically means you're just transferring the Rishos, and the second it enters the airspace, bam, Yechayev, the airspace, the second Rishos. And Rabbi holds, no, it has to be Munach on the Ziz. It has to rest on the Ziz. Doesn't need Dal Dal, but it needs a Ziz. So he said, what's the Ziz? I mean, if you didn't tell me that it's the din of Makom, a Ziz isn't a Makom. And if you're going to tell me it's a din of Rishos, so then you don't even need a Ziz. Once it's in the Rishos, it's in the Avir. Okay? So we said that Rebbe holds that really it is a din of it's a Rishos. And the second you transfer the Rishos, it's a Bichayev. But the only thing is, he holds that the state of motion, the state of motion prevents its relationship with the new Rishos. Like an object that is in motion lacks in its relationship to anywhere. It's up in the air. Okay? Literally. You never know where it's. It lacks in relation to the Rishos. So really it is a matter of changing the Rishos. But the only thing is that it can't be moving. So all it needs is a Ziz. Whereas once it's on a Ziz, now it would stop this motion. So now it really can relate to the Avir. It's not relating to the Makom, it's related to the Avir. But the only thing is that with emotion, it prevents it. So therefore you need it to be rest on a Ziz. Okay, you need it to rest on a Ziz. Okay, but not Makom. Makom is only Jalal Dalad. But here you don't need a positive Ziz. It's more likely you have to stop the motion. Because the motion prevents the relationship to the Rishos, to the Avir. Okay? So the question is, that sounds good, sounds convincing. So what did Rabbi Akiva hold? Rabbi Akiva holds it doesn't have to rest, even on a Ziz. So he said that Rabbi Akiva holds because since you're relating to the Rishos, and the Avir is a component of Rishos, that is a primary way to relate to Avir. See, normally you say, yeah, motion to stop prevents a relationship. But here it's Avir. And Avir is airspace. And that's the way, in general, that's the way things relate to Avir. So he says that because of the nature of Avir, the relationship to it can be even with the thing in motion. And that's the way that we're in the Machlokas lies. Is that do you say that transit will prevent the relationship to the Rishos if it's relating to the component of Avir? You know, where you say that, you could say, look, Mama, it's still moving. Or you say, no, that since Rishos has Avir, and Avir, that is the way things work in a Rishos, that's in an Avir, so that's a sufficient relationship. I can't go further than that. That's the intuition. That's an intuitive question. Is how do you, will that work, halachically? I mean, in normal Rishos, you definitely would say a moving on is in a relationship. But in Avir, you could argue, you could posit as a Chiddush, but you could say that that's enough. Avir, that's once it's Nikla Baviro is a phenomenon. That's Avir. Okay? So fine. So far so good. So that was the question within that. So now within Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara did it in bad face. Now we're up to ready for Tosos, okay? So now Rabbi Akiva, that was Rabbi Akiva's far. That's changing Rishos. Changing Rishos. But now it said, hold on, if you say changing Rishos, then you don't need Akira or Hanacha. But he says, no, maybe Rabbi Akiva holds a totally different Svara. Maybe he really holds it is a Makom. You need Makom. But all you need to do is uproot the Makom. Uproot it. Now, when is the uprooting complete? Once it transfers into the other Rishos. Once it goes into the airspace of the other Rishos. Because you need to Oker it, and therefore you need Dalad in the Akira. But the new Rishos is not because it has to go into the other Rishos per se. It's just an idea. You have to complete the removal from the first Rishos. So just complete the removal from the first Rishos. It doesn't need a Hanacha at all. It doesn't need anything. Once it breaks the plane, then you say that it is removed. That completes the removal from the original Rishos. Okay, but if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yosef, that you need a Hanacha on a Ziz, I'm going to say the Svara without the question. We'll get to the question. If you say you need a transfer onto a Ziz, what kind of idea is that? Whereas if you're saying it's just an idea of uprooting it from the first Rishos, so once you cross, get out of the Rishos, it's uprooted. So what do you need a Ziz for? Elamai, it must be you need a Ziz, because it's not a din of uprooting from the other Rishos, but it's a din of transferring to the new Rishos. And in order to transfer to the new Rishos, it doesn't relate to the new Rishos until you have the Ziz, until you have the stopping the motion. So then it must be in the Akira also. You don't know. Now he's not holding by the Makom Svara. Because if he was holding by the Makom Svara, so then either you can say Makom both sides, you need a Dalad in both ways, but you see he doesn't need it on the Hanacha. So, or you're going to say he holds that the essence of the Malacha is just uprooting it from the original Rishas. But if it's uprooting the original Rishas, you shouldn't need it altogether. The second you cross the border, you should be over. So the fact that he needs a hanacha and the new rishos on his is shows that it's not a din of uprooting, but it's a din of transferring to the other rishos. But the only thing is that motion is a problem. But really, you don't need dalet al dalet. Oh, so then like here also, you don't need dalet al dalet. So that's the whole thing, is that it doesn't make any sense within Rav Yossi, within Rebbe, to be mechalek between like here and the hanacha. It only made sense within Rav Akiva. If you say the whole malacha is just like here, the uprooting it. Okay, so now the problem is fishnets problem, right? Problem is not so fast, because now we're saying is that the whole thing is leaving. Well, the according to Rikiva, I guess we're saying it's just removing it from the first rishos, removing it from the first rishos, and therefore the second it's removed from the rishos, that's it. There's no relationship to the rishos altogether. So therefore, you can't say it doesn't make any sense to say you have to be rest in the new rishos, even says, you know, anything. The second across the plane, across the plane. That's what I'm saying, right? So therefore, it's good Rabbi Akiva. We can't say says, why should you need says? So David asks, yeah, but hold on. You see, by a Carmelist, let's say you go from rishos to Rabim, and you transfer it into a Carmelist. So it's left the rishos to Rabim completely, but you see, Nachayev, even according to Rabbi Akiva. It's only rishos to Rabim, rishos to Yachid. So you see, it's not true just leaving the rishos. No, that's not the Svara. Can't say. If that were the Svara, that it's just leaving the Rishos, we don't care where it is, just left the Rishos, then it goes into the Karmelis. It should be Chayev. It could be rest of the Karmelis. You're not Chayev still. So LMI, why? Why not? So we said no, because it's not just that it leaves the Rishos or the Rishos or Avim, but it's to leave it, the words that we said at the time, it's to leave it to the opposite Rishos. It's an idea of the leaving. We said the leaving is complete when it actually enters the opposite Rishos. Like, as long as it doesn't enter the opposite Rishos, you say, so to speak, it still has a relationship to the first Rishos. Like, the entering the opposite Rishos, the antithesis of Rishos HaRabim, breaks its relationship to the original, to the Rishos HaRabim. And therefore, Karmelis never does it. It still has the relationship to the Rishos HaRabim. As long until it enters Rishos Yachad. But if that's what we said then, right? So if you say that, so now what's completing the removal is the relationship to the Rishos HaYachid. Oh, so now you need if it's in motion, now you're back to, now your question comes back, which John of Yer says, that until it's anach a little bit, even on as is, and when it's in motion, it can't have a relationship to the Rishos HaYachid. Can't have a relationship to the Rishos HaYachid when it's in motion. Right, so therefore, that's why you need as is. And oh yeah, now Rabbi Akiva doesn't even make sense. There's no problem with Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva just holds that you the Avir thing. It's not a problem with Rabbi Akiva. But the question is, why within Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry, Rabbi, can't you say the same thing? You need this, because the only way you break the relationship to the Rishos HaRabim is through relating to Rishos HaYachid, partially. It has to become grabbed in by the Rishos HaYachid. But as long as it's in motion, it can't have that relationship. So the same problem. Problem comes back. So let me just let's go back to the Carmelis question. Okay, I think maybe we could ask. Let's revisit that Carmelis question, and let's give two answers for the Carmelis question. Okay, and maybe those two answers will be the chiluk here. Okay, so what's the Carmelis question again? Is that within? If you're going to tell me, this is the question he asked way back when we said that whole svara. If you're going to tell me the halacha is just al yetzei ish min koma al yetzei. That all you really need is Akira, the whole malacha is really Akira, is breaking the makom, the kriyas of the object, and therefore you don't really need anacha. All you need to do is complete the break. Complete the break once it gets into the next rishos, just to complete the break. The whole malacha is not relocating it, but it's just breaking its location. So then the question is, so what about Carmelis? So if you say it's relocating it, you have to say from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, opposite Rosh Hashanah. That's good. You're giving it a new location. What's the new location? The opposite location. But if it's just breaking the location, breaking the relationship to the Rosh Hashanah, so once you get out of the Rosh Hashanah, who cares if you're going into Rosh Carmelis or Rosh Hashanah? It's a difference. Breaking the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Right. So why is it that Carmelis doesn't work? Why do you need to go into the Rosh Hashanah? So there's two answers, two possibilities. And I think kind of we were talking about both of these when we answered it, but we didn't have a chalik. But we're kind of saying two things at the same time, which is that, and it could kind of boil it down to, is that in a certain sense, Karmelis is like both Rishuyos, and in a certain sense, Karmelis is like neither Rishuyos. Okay? Like, do you look at Karmelis as like neither Rishuyos, or as like both Rishuyos? Because they're both kind of true. It's like, in a certain sense, you say, it partakes of properties of both. Because it's privatized, because there are mechitzos, not big enough, but there are mechitzos. But on the other hand, since the mechitzos aren't big enough, the rabban sometimes goes there. So it has qualities which is a yachid, namely of walls, has qualities which is a rabban of the hilach of the rabban. Okay? But on the other hand, you could say it's not either of them, because Rishu Yachid is private, and this isn't private because the walls aren't big enough. And Rishu Rabban is a public hilach, 600,000, that whole deal. And this is just not that, because there are lower walls there. So in a certain sense, it has both the qualities of properties of both. In a certain sense, it's neither. It's like a no man's rishos. Okay? Fine. So you could say, so the way we were saying is that the reason why the karmelis doesn't work is because the removal has to be to the opposite rishos. Okay? To the opposite rishos. And karmelis isn't the opposite rishos. Okay? It doesn't have, well, it has properties of rishos yachid, but it's not the opposite rishos. Okay? That's the only time you can have the removal is completed when you go into like the opposite rishos. Okay? That's one way to look at it. But you could say no. Really, it just has to be a removal. The problem is, in Karmelis, is that since Karmelis has properties of Rosh Hashanah Rabin, so it lacks in removal. Because it still is akin to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. So since the makom is Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and now you're going into a place which is still domat to it, so it's the qualities of Rosh Hashanah Rabin in the Karmelis that prevent the din of removal. So the reason why you need to go to Rishos Yachid is not because you need the opposite Rishos, and you need a positive relationship to the opposite Rishos, but it's more because you have to be removed, totally removed from this Rishos. And Karmelis is not suffice to be a total removal because it has similar properties. Okay, so is it just that you need a total removal from this Rishos, from the Rishos Rabban, and Karmelis isn't a total removal? Or it's Pshat is the way you create the removal is by going into by creating a positive opposite. Okay, that's the way you have the removal, is by entering the opposite. Right. Is it just need a total cessation of this rishos, or you have to actually, the way you complete the removal is by partaking of the opposite rishos. You don't have to actually be kvias in the other rishos, but you have to partake of the opposite rishos. As this is pshat, the uprooting comes through the opposite quality. You know, the quality of Rosh Hashanah Yachid is antithetical to Rosh Hashanah Rabban. So it's true that it didn't Rosh Hashanah Rabban, but it's uprooted through entering it into an antithetical quality, Rosh Hashanah. As long as you don't bring it into antithetical, it's didn't Rosh Hashanah, it's still like a property of the thing. It's kavua. It really has that property. The way you break the property is by putting it into a zone, Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which is the opposite of the thing. So it can't be a property of Rosh Hashanah Rabban versus the Yachid. Karmelis, it's not uprooted. Okay, because there's no opposite. It's the opposite. Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabban can't coexist. So is it pshat that that's the way you remove the din Rosh Hashanah Rabban? Or no, really you don't need the opposite. You just need to totally remove the thing from the Rosh Hashanah Rabban. You need to remove the thing totally from Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Now in Karmelis, it still has qualities of Rosh Hashanah Rabban, so it's not removed. It's not because you need an opposite, it's just that it's not really removed. So what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Ah, so the nafkamina is right here. Nafkamina is if you enter the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but you hold that the motion, like Rabbi, that the motion prevents the relationship to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, if you hold again that the motion prevents the relationship to the new Rosh Hashanah, okay, you hold it grabby, but you enter the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay? So if you hold that the only way you uproot the din Rosh Hashanah Rabban is through creating the opposite quality, So you don't have an opposite quality until the thing is, as long as it's in motion, there's no opposite quality. Okay, because it's in motion. So then you'll need to put it down on as is. Okay? But if you say that really you don't need the opposite quality, all you need to do is just break the first relationship to the initial Rosh Hashanah. And the only reason Karmelis doesn't work is because it's not really a break, because it still has quality of Rosh Hashanah. But if you cross into the airspace of Rosh Hashanah, so then that's it. So it's true that you don't have a relationship to the opposite of Rosh Hashanah, but you don't need that. You just have to be totally removed from Rosh Hashanah. It's nothing to do with Karmelis. Karmelis is because you really have properties of the Karmelis. But in Rosh Hashanah, once you cross the plane out of the Rosh Hashanah, out of Rosh Hashanah, then it's totally removed from the Rosh Hashanah. So Chaim Esther says, if you're saying it's just removal, and Karmelis doesn't remove it because it has qualities, but what about Malkum Bator? Throw it through Malkum Bator, should be Chayav. But he's definitely not that. But he says there's a Rashi on Vav and Av. It says Malkum Bator is like, it's not really a Malkum, and it's Batalates Rosh Hashanah, Vayetz Rosh Hashanah. Which means, like, it's since it lacks a real din makom, it could be construed as a component of either Rishas. So therefore, if you throw it from Rishas Rabbim, in that sense, the makom Torah, like, it becomes like an extension of the Rishas Rabbim. It's not, you can't say it's removal. Removal has to go into like a new Rishas. Okay, yeah, it doesn't have to have a relationship to the Rishas, but as long as it has a tie to Rishas Rabbim, it's not going to be. Now, the tie could be through Karmelis because of the qualities, or through makom Torah because it's like an extension. So what I'm trying to explain here is you have a machlokas, whether it's possible. Tosas shows how it's a machlokas, whether it's possible within Rebbe, it's possible within Rebbe to hold, the hanacha is on as is, but the akira is, has to be from Dalet al Dalet. Rav Yosef holds that it's impossible. That once you say that the hanacha has to be on as is, then the akira also is on as is. The Acherim in the Gemara, the Shas, later, holds, no, that's also possible. You could hold that the Anacha has to be on as is, but the Akira still has to be Dalet al Dalet. This question, could you apply the Chila, Kanacha, Akira, like of Rabbi Akiva, to Rebbe? That's a machlokas within the Gemara, within the Amoraim, I guess. So that's what I'm explaining. I'm saying that depends on, it's funny, it's like kind of removed, but depends upon how you, within the Svara, it's not that removed, within the Svara of, let's say Rabbi Akiva, of the Malacha is uprooting it, is breaking its kviyas from the original Rishos, why is Karmelis not good? Or that's the way that comes out. But in other words, what do you need? Do you need to break its kviyas? Do you need to establish a relationship with the opposite Rishos? Or do you just have to have a total removal from this Rishos? Okay? If you say that you have to establish a relationship with the opposite Rishos, so then you could argue that even in Rebbe, since you can't really establish a relationship while things in transit, so it has to actually rest on as is. Because that's the only way to establish a relationship with the opposite Rosh Hashanah. You know? That's the Acherim. Right. So Rebbe Akiva holds you can establish a relationship while it's in transit, because it's in the Avir. But since Rebbe holds you can't have a relationship until it's on as is, so therefore he's the same as far for him. He's going to say that it has to be on as is. So that's Acherim. It's no difference. Rebbe Akiva or Rebbe, same thing. Is that the Melacha is really uprooting the thing. The only way you can complete the uprooting is by having a relationship with the new Rosh Hashanah. How do you have a relationship with the Rosh Hashanah? Does Avir work or not? That's Melacha. It's Rebbe Akiva. What's the difference? There's no difference. But Rav Yosef held no, that there's no way that you can't do that. Because Rav Yosef held that there's no idea, you don't need to create a relationship with the new Rishos. The way you break the relationship with the old Rishos is by totally removing it from the old Rishos. Karmelis is not a total removal because it partakes of properties of the old Rishos. It partakes of properties of the old Rishos. But if you transfer it across the plane, you break the plane from Rishos Ram to Rishos Yachid, the second it breaks the plane, it has no relationship whatsoever to the Rishos Aravim. So that's it. So now you're done. So what's the difference whether you hold it? You could create a relationship to the new Rishas. The point is the old Rishas is history. Rishas Ram's history. So that's good for Rabbi Akiva. But within Rabbi who holds that you need a ziz, so how could he hold you need a ziz? You can't say you need a ziz to break the relationship with the old Rishas. It's broken the second it crosses the plane. So why do you need a ziz? So it must be he doesn't hold by the idea of breaking it. He must hold, it's not just breaking the kviyas, but he must hold that you have to really give it a new transfer to the new rishos, which is really the avir right away. But you need ziz because the transit prevents its relationship, and then the akira and the anach are equal. So then the akira also is going to need he's going to need ziz. He's not going to need that. So the Ramban says is that, so a different point is the Ramban held that, because the question is why, that question, Chaim's question, which you said is an early question, I think it's, is that what's the difference between why could you say that you need Akira needs Dalal Dalal, but Hanacha doesn't? Right? Why would I can't say the opposite? Why? Right? I was like, we said, our Sfarah was it. What's Akira that the deal is about breaking the Kfiyas of the object? That's none of the productivity. Breaking it, making it free. So the Chaim said, yes, so why can't you have the opposite? Giving it Kfiyas. What's the difference? So you could just say in a Chanami that that's true, but the Mishkan, they did it this way. And Al Yetzei Yesh Mekomo is that way. That's the way Tosus learns. That in a Chanami, you could have argued that, but that's just not the fact. And that wasn't Rabbi Akiva. So in theory, you could make up an idea like that, but there's no source for it. But according to the Ramban says that it's not true. That you could say that you need Akira from Dalet al Dalet, but not Anacha, but not vice versa. Whereas he says that you could say that the Malacha, that Akira has to be Dalet al Dalet, and Hanacha doesn't, but Hanacha you can't say the other way. He says Misvara. He says all this stuff is Misvara. Basically, all the stuff that we've been learning out. How do you know the idea of Dalet al Dalet from Mishkan, from Ayat Mimkomo? All this stuff, basically, our mind holds it. So that's a Misvara. This whole idea is Misvara that you need Dalet al Dalet. And the fact that you differentiate between Akira and Hanacha, that's a Svara. That an Akira is more required, you have more requirements than Hanacha. That's a Svara, he says. It's not because of any Mishkan, it's not because of any Pesukim, it's just a Svara. So he said, what's the Svara? Okay, so I was just thinking like this, is that, I think this makes sense, is that, that according to the thing is like this, is that you have two states of an object. Two, which are three. Which is that you have an object which is basically has no makom, a free object, so to speak. It's free. It can go anywhere. The world is open to it. Okay, then you have an object which is, so to speak, restricted. It has a din makom. Okay, it has a real din makom. It's fixed. Okay, now what that makom is, it could be Rishus Ram, Rishus Yachid. Okay? But it's a fixed makom. Now the question is, what's the Malchus Hotzah? So one way to say Malchus Hotzah is take an object which is a fixed makom and give it a different, opposite fixed makom. That's one way to look at it. Okay, but if you have an object which has no fixed makom, let's take this, is that if you have an object with no fixed makom, just a free object, and you just make it free. Free objects happen to be in places. So if you take a free object, it's not at rest, but it happens to be in Rishus Yachid, and they move it to Rishus Rav, and that can't be a Malach. What are you doing? Because the object is free, it's still free. It just happens to be here, happens to be there. That's the idea of an accidental relationship to Malchum. You haven't done anything, really. The object, nothing took place. It had the quality of being free, and it's still free. It just happens to be here, happens to be there. Okay? But if you want to say Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rav, it means that it's a Kfiyas Malchum. If the Malach is Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rav, it's like a Malchum here, and you give it the opposite Malchum. So that's one way. Or another way the Ramban holds, another logical way, is taking a restricted object and making it free. Okay, which means taking an object which has a din makom and breaking its din makom, making it removed, uprooting it, okering it, making it free. So this idea is they have a thing which is in Dalet al Dalet, you uproot it from Dalet al Dalet, and now it's free. You don't need to be a Meniach, it doesn't do with Meniach. The second you get into the new Rishos, you break its tie to the original Rishos, now it's a free object. Okay? But he holds that it doesn't make sense to have Malacha the opposite way around. Because that's not productive. The other way, to take an object which is free, the world is open to it, and to give it, to restrict it, to give it a lesser makom, is like, so to speak, limiting its function. It's like, so to speak, of detaching a fruit is a Malacha. You don't have attaching a fruit. You want fruits to be detached. And so it says, an object with a makom is like a restriction on its functionality. Having a makom, so to take an object which has a makom, making it free, that could be productive, that could be malach. But to go the opposite way, to take something which is free, moving around, no akira, now giving it a nacha, giving it a makom, that doesn't make sense to be a malach. Just what's the productivity? I'm taking something and giving it, restricting it. If it's restricted over shesurach, and I give it a different makom, see then it's changed within the din of restriction. It has a makom, and I'm giving it different. That you can have. But to take it and make it free. But to go the opposite way, he holds it's just not mustaba. There's no svara to say that. It's not productive. It's true, it's different, but not everything which is different is productive. It's less productive, not more productive. Okay? Okay, so fine. So we'll do, I guess, next time, presumably tomorrow, is further in the Gemara, which is this tree thing. Okay, the Noth and the Ikar and the Noth, that thing. Okay? And I guess do that, do the Gemara, and you can look at the Tosos. But first, define the Gemara. Don't get lost in the Tosos. I'm not sure how much Tosos I really want to do. But just you look at the first line of Tosos just so you don't get thrown off by the Gemara. You'll see. The Fishbone knows the problem. So if you have a question that just strikes you about the Gemara, just look at Tosos because he asks it. Okay? So, but, yeah, fine.